Today's episode is sponsored by Knotted Bohemian. KNOTTED.Bohemian, BOHEMIAN, on Instagram. Our friend makes boho accessories for you and your home, handmade with high vibes. And she uses natural, recycled, and handmade materials. Some really cool stuff on there, macrame, earrings, plant holders. If you go onto her Etsy, it is knottedbohemian.etsy.com. They're all a bunch of cool stuff. We have like a plant hanger. There's a boho earrings, a boho macrame wall hang, which I actually have in my room. So go check out Knotted Bohemian and support them. Welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast. I'm Jake.
I'm Brian.
We are here coming at you from 2022.
What a letdown already. What a letdown 6 days have been.
It's the sixth. Yeah, it's been.
Today's the sixth.
Hasn't been a week yet.
So, how has your 2022 been so far?
I mean, I'm sticking with my resolutions. I've been working out every day. And I think I pulled a muscle today on day six.
Yeah, dude, you're just getting old.
Yeah, I think it's getting old as well. We're doing sober or dry January. So we actually have some non-alcoholic IPAs here right now.
Don't get me started on them. They're gross. I hate it. I'm sorry.
Shout out Athletic Brewing for these drinking like a hazy IPA.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't come to it because you know why?
Why?
I just want the alcohol. I just want, like, if I'm going to be drinking a heavy beer, like an IPA,
yeah,
or like a hazy, I'm like, I want that alcohol percentage.
Because you don't like the flavor, like, particularly enjoy it.
Not really. I'm not really, like, out of all the years, like, I'm trying to, like...
Your palate hasn't refined.
Tell myself I like beer, and I want to impress people when I go out with, like, a new group, and like, I'll take a hazy IPA, and like, whoa, that guy drinks a lot of beer. But I'm going to be a dirtbag and be like, can I get a PBR and a shot of the cheapest whiskey you have?
Yeah.
Because I want to have a good time, you know?
Right.
It's 2022.
But I'm having a good time right now.
I'm having a great time.
Being sober.
We got a new ambiance.
We do. Yeah, we actually, we got the starlight going on.
We got the starlight, we got the green light, and now I'm just staring at all these lights now.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of a lot, but it's also, you got the, those disc lights too.
Yeah, right above the Star Wars figurines.
All the Lego figurines.
So,
man, it's going.
2022 for me, though. I'm glad you asked, Jake.
How was your 2022,
it's
Brian?
It's going pretty great.
6 days in. What have you been experiencing?
So far, I've been hungover one day out of the year.
Right.
And then we had another lazy day on Sunday. I've, like, literally watched three movies in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of lazy, like, barely move. Like, my watch was like, dude, do you need to move? Because I don't think you're alive. Like, my watch was like, dude, you need to stand up every once in a while.
I'm
like,
gave you that extra kick to stand up.
Yeah,
I was like, you haven't stood up for 4 straight hours, and you need to stand up this hour.
Stand around for a few minutes to get this ring. And you're like, what? I have to do what now?
Stand around.
And that's the thing is, I listen to my watch.
Yeah.
And I'll stand up. I'm like, you know what? You're right. My legs kind of hurt. And
yeah.
I walk around like a crazy person. But anyways, so 2022, awful. I had 4 events happen. Three of them have been canceled already.
Oh, yeah.
We got a postponed, and then we got a canceled tour, and then we just got an email about the Fan Expo that was supposed to take place.
That got canceled?
Yeah, we got tickets last night, and I was stoked. I got the email, and I was like, dude, we're going. Super stoked. And then I get an email saying, hey, we shouldn't do this. So
wow.
I have one more show, because I'm going to Washed Out on like the 25th, and now I'm terrified because all of those events were around the same time.
Because
the Starfucker show got postponed. That was on a Friday. And then it was going to be the Fan Expo. And then, like, 2 days later, it was, like, you know, Washed Out.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, that's going to be, like, such a dope time.
Yeah.
That's going to be such a fun weekend. And I think 2022 so far has been just let me down. It's that, it's that, like, dad that, like, he's, like, the deadbeat dad. And he's like, hey, I'm going to pick you up, slugger. And we're going to go to the park. And you believe him? That's what 2022 is for me in the 6 days. I'm upset. in December, I was literally like, dude, I can't. I'm pumped for January.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my booster. I'm going to go to all these events. I'll be fine. And then guess what? Canceled.
Man, what a letdown. 2020 number two.
I didn't mean to start all high, but straight up.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling right now about that.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I feel for you. I hope my events don't get canceled because I have concerts coming up like right after yours. Probably will be. But it's that Omicron. It's surging.
Yeah. It's straight surge.
It's straight surge.
It's so surge.
The surge level.
So that's how 2022 has been. But let's switch around the notes.
Yeah. Do we want to go to something more fun?
Yeah. So Jake has a story about certain jars.
Well, there's this... I just read this article the other day. And I'm going to take a drink of my Athletic Brewing Golden Ale. Brian, I have to drink Brian's as well, because he opened it and didn't want it.
I'm sorry, this guy doing dry January, he looked at me and he was like, excuse me? Now I have to drink two of them? And I'm like, dude, they're two non-alcoholic beers.
But like, they're both open.
Am I supposed to chug them? He was upset. I'm like, dude, you don't have to drink them if you don't
want
to. You don't have to.
I'm not going to let them go to waste. These delicious.
I would. I'll do you a favor. I'll dump those right now for you.
Dump them all down?
Yeah, right. Dude, I can't do it.
Fair enough. Yeah, anyway, so I read this article about this lady who was on 90 Day Fiancé, which I have never watched. Have you watched that show?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, no,
you watched it. Garbage. It's straight trash.
Actually, no, I think I've seen one episode.
You get sucked. Because you know what it is? It's the, like, whoever it is, my, like, most favorite episode of that was this guy. He went to, like, Thailand, and he met this girl, and she was,
Big Ed?
I don't know his name.
Not the guy with no neck?
No, not that guy. Yeah, okay. He was really sad, and he went to Thailand, he met this girl, and she was, like, 18, and he was, like, 40-something.
Oh.
Like, something creepy, and then he, like stayed there, and then he told... like his fiance that he lives in like California,
mm-hmm.
and so she doesn't know anything about California, so she thinks it's all Hollywood. So she thought he was like this millionaire, and this guy has like a bunch of money, and like she's like, oh, we're gonna shop at Beverly Hills, and I was like, no, girl, you don't know where he lives. And it showed like his
Bakersfield?
He lived in the middle of nowhere. He lived like 2 hours away from Hollywood, but he was like, I live in Hollywood, but it's gonna be like a drive. But,
like in the valley.
And
something.
Like he was always borrowing money from like his friends,
Like
the guy was not the greatest. But also, it's like that's what I look for in trash TV.
Right, you want the like weird, awful, not awful, but like
kind of like the modern day
strange
villain.
Yeah, exactly.
He's kind of like you're rooting for him, but you're like you're still evil.
I mean, like he got on the show because he was a character.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's
they're all characters.
A character, but that show's dangerous.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to watch another few episodes of it. So this lady was on 90 Day Fiancé, but has since got pretty famous on TikTok for, you guessed it, selling jars of her farts. So she was keeping track of the food she ate, which is, of course, beans, eggs, protein muffins, and smoothies.
Whoa, hold the phone. Jake, are you jar fart? Because that's everything that you eat and everything that you fart. I'm like, dude, how does this smell so bad?
I know. I was thinking that maybe I should start it as well. Like fragrances.
I would not be your friend if you sold people farts in a jar. Like, who's going to buy that? Like,
oh.
I mean, I know there's going to be people.
So get this. She was making $50,000 a week on
a
farts
week?
Alone.
Dude, get me the mason jars right now.
Are you ready?
I'm working like a dog.
Has your mind or your mindset on this like switched?
Okay. I need to know more.
Okay, so she would document like all the things that she ate on her TikTok and just build up some ripping the Terrans.
The ripping and the Terran.
And she would fart into a jar and cap it and sell them on her website. I don't know how much they were each.
That was my next question. I was like, how much per jar? 12 ounces? 14 ounces?
She was making 50,000 a week. So, like, it can't be that many jars.
$50,000?
$50,000 per week.
What if she did 1,000 for like five, like, you know,
You think that you're going to have 1,000 farts in a week?
I mean, that's if you're eating beans and like if that's like your diet, it's just like gassy. Dude, you might have a lot of gas. You might have a lot of juice.
1,000 times? I don't think I had 1,000 times
Bell,
a week.
If I had Taco Bell.
But she's going for like maximum flatulence inducers. Producers.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would I rather take a non-alcoholic IPA? Maybe the fart.
But so, she actually went to the doctor because she thought she was having a heart attack, and the doctor was like checking her, you know, seeing, giving her tests, and
they, what was that you did a little motion there. What was that?
I don't know.
doing the tests creepy
and,
finger
and and she had like excess gas. That's obviously, but she thought she was having a heart attack, so she went to like the emergency room. And they found out that she just had excessive gas. So now she's back to... She's not selling her farts in jars anymore. She's selling NFTs of fart jars.
God, I hate the future. Dude, this is 2022, man. This is the top
this
story.
This is 2022.
On shit sandwich.
Yeah, for real. She's selling little images of cartoon farts in jars. Like, that... And she probably has like a nice house and can pay for, you know,
anything
she wants with her farts.
But I mean, hey, good for you. If you can sell farts to people, people are going to
maximize
buy it.
That.
Dude, that is dope because you're going to go down in history. Imagine telling your kids, hey,
I don't know if that's
I
something
sold.
To tell your kids about.
They're going to find out.
They're going to find out.
It's the internet.
Yeah.
Internet always gets you.
It does. I don't know.
So on a brighter note.
Yes.
Speaking of farts and jars, Taco Bell has released something new. Can you guess what that is?
A new chicken shrimp burrito griller.
Chicken shrimp? Taco Bell? Shrimp at Taco Bell? I don't think
so. Have they never had fish at Taco Bell?
No. I hope not. Because then that would be terrifying. But also, someone would probably try it.
I would try a shrimp
fish
taco.
Fish sandwich?
A fish taco?
So... For $10 a month, Taco Bell customers can get one taco per day for 30 consecutive days. The national program called Taco Lovers Pass is available to purchase beginning Thursday for members of its reward program.
So a Taco Lovers Pass.
You can get a taco per day. So are people going to Taco Bell every single day?
Maybe.
Of their life?
I mean, it's cheap.
Are you a Taco Bell regular?
See, I think I went often.
Yeah.
But it was in the nighttime.
It was in the nighttime, which makes it like, okay, that's more acceptable.
Yeah.
When you go there in the daytime, you're just like, there's more shame.
When you go there for breakfast, I feel like.
I haven't had the breakfast yet.
I haven't either.
Oh.
Do they still have it? I think they still have it.
No, they advertise that so much. It's crazy that I'm like, should I just like drop what I'm doing right now from work and just go to Taco Bell and
get
a breakfast burrito?
I could start my day with a waffle and a sausage and a hash brown with some like hot sauce. Hell yeah. I could do that.
Yeah. Wrap it in a tortilla.
Wrap it in tortilla.
But also, it's Taco Bell.
But it's still Taco Bell, yeah.
So you might get... Some jars, some mason jars, like big ones, like 32 ounce ones, and fill them up. Someone will buy it.
Somebody would buy that
it's
one.
The future.
I mean, hey, go for it.
But that's like the whole thing where like.
So you get one taco a day.
Yeah, but I think you can customize it, so you can get like different versions of the varieties of like tacos. I'm like, that's kind of like a super taco. Like, what do they have?
Like,
can you get the
Dorito Locos taco, or is it only like the like. The hard shell and soft taco.
Soft
I feel like
hard.
It would just be those. Because how much is it? $30 a month?
Yeah, but I feel like for Taco Bell, I feel like they would definitely give you like the Doritos Locos. Like you could probably switch it up and you'd add it to your cart or something on your app.
Right. But then they're going to get you because you're not going to just want one taco. Once you pop, you don't stop.
Once you pop, you don't stop. Taco Bell with my Taco Lovers Pass.
Yeah, see, I think I would like get a taco. I would get like three tacos, and that's how they get you. So you're already paying $1 for that taco, or
a dollar.
Or how much is it?
It's $10.
Oh, it's only $10.
Yeah.
So it's a 30
That's
cents.
That's actually a steal.
33 cents. Yeah.
30 cents. Like, well, which I would use it.
I'm pretty sure they used to be 30, like 39 cents, right?
Maybe like going to Taco Bell twice in 1 month is like a lot.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, okay, you had a night.
Yeah. Or night.
Like, we're just super lazy and we're like, go, go, go.
Right.
Like, there's been so many times where we came home from grocery shopping, and it's like literally we're like, should we just get Taco Bell?
You're like, I know I just bought a whole bunch of like fresh food, but I want a taco.
I want this. Like, there's sometimes where you just crave it.
Well, so yeah, the variety includes soft taco, spicy potato soft taco, which that thing slaps.
Okay.
Crunchy tacos, and it's Doritos tacos.
Ooh, options.
Wow. So you can add a taco to your cart during the checkout process. That's pretty good. I mean, yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. You know, should I eat taco?
I'm like, I know it's been like, I did a year.
What a brave soul.
And then.
What a brave man you are.
And then I had a bean cheese burrito after I picked my sister up from the airport because she offered. And I was like, yeah, it's the least I could get for picking it up from the airport is one 79 cent bean cheese burrito.
If you got me that, I would be like, dude, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I was stoked on it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, awesome. I earned this. It's worth it. Because there's a Taco Bell right next to our airport. It's literally
right,
like
yeah.
As soon as you get... That's like the first thing you see when you get out of the airport. It's like IKEA and then Taco Bell.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a little break. Welcome back.
And we're back. So, Jake, The last 6 days, how has your body felt? Like, if you could describe
my body's felt good. You know, I've been working out, obviously. We already went over this. Yeah, my body's been feeling good. How's your body feel?
I feel like a sack of potatoes, dude. I just feel so weak. Like, I feel like all brittle. I feel like a 90-year-old woman.
Peanut brittle?
I feel like, you know, the old lady from the Titanic? I feel like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I threw the blue diamond off the ocean, and that's how I feel like. Because I had my booster a few days ago, and I got it because I was like, I just need to get it, you know?
Yeah.
And the day before, I had a fun day. Got my booster, and then I went home, got some coffee, started feeling a little loopy already, mm-hmm. and I was driving home, and I had my heater on with, like, a thick jacket because it was, like, raining, mm-hmm. and then I was like, yo, do I feel okay? And, like, I'm like, dude, I have the heater on, and I have a thick jacket, but yeah. I was like, it's the booster. It's affecting me. Like, already like I can feel it. Yeah, like, 20 minutes in, like, oh, my God, I should go back. Like, you know, like, because they always ask you how you're feeling.
Right.
So I'm like... Should I just be like, I'm just like really hyped up, you know, like I just felt like I was just like, oh, I feel weird. So Jake came over, he brought over burritos, and he also brought over some little gummy edibles, which helped out.
Mm-hmm. Because when I got my booster, I took some and I was like, okay, I'm chilling.
So I was like, all right, let's take some. We took some, and it said it was like 45 minute activation or like an hour or something. And sometimes I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it does actually do that. But yeah. I think this one was, like, delayed.
Yeah, because we went to this, like, kitty cat gift shop.
Which was, like, very interesting.
It was cool, but it was very strange.
It was, like, you know what it was? It was, like, a dream. Like, yeah. Someone's like, hey, I'm going to make this happen. It's a cool idea, but also everything was, like, really expensive. But, mm-hmm. like, if you're listening
all
to...
All cat-themed.
Well, so we walked in... And there was, like, this guy working at the register that I didn't think he would work there. Like, he didn't fit the role for this particular...
It was very artsy in there. Yeah, there was, like, papier mache trees with, like,
I felt like I was in a forest. I was, like, walking around, and I was like, where am I?
It was like a lucid dream.
It was like going to Enchanted Forest,
mm-hmm.
but, like, in a store.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here? And, like, they had, like, a bunch of cool stuff, but... when we walked in, the guy just asked me and Jake, he was like, are you two artists? And we're like, we like to draw.
Yeah, I was like, I think I could be. Nah, I was like, I'm not an artist.
No, sorry, I got an Instagram page.
Yeah, I was like, I paint some like little pictures of trees, and that's it.
I wouldn't consider myself an artist.
Yeah, I wouldn't charge for any of my art yet.
Yeah, I give my art away, and I'm like, hey, take this. And people are like, great, I have to hold on to this now?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, so I mean, we came back to Ryan's apartment, and he wanted to, he's looking to upgrade his living space to a little bit of a bigger place, a little one bedroom, you know, go from that studio to that one bed.
Yeah, well, it's like a studio 0.5 because my bed is just like on a different corner, but it feels like a different room, but also I could still see it. But one bedroom would be a major step up.
So exactly, totally.
The edible, I'm a lightweight. The edible hit me and Jake, I want to say the same exact time. And me and him were waiting because the leasing officer person that was up front looked like she was so stressed
out. Yeah, she was frazzled.
She was so hectic.
She was like, she's frazzled.
Having a 2022. She's having a potato of a year.
She was,
like, she's not having fun. And she was just like, me and Jake were just standing there, and she was just like, I'll be with you in a minute. I'll be with you. Oh, hold on. And then she's on the phone freaking out. And I was like, cool. I don't care.
They were like, well, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then
take
so
your time.
When she finally got up to us, I was like, all right, here's my chance. I'm going to ask. I'm kind of high, but I'm going to ask about this one bedroom. And it'd be kind of funny if we got like a tour like right now. Like, that's what I was expecting.
Because I've always toured your new places with you.
Yeah, and I just love going to tours of houses. Mm-hmm. Like, I can literally do that, like, anywhere, like, across the street. Even if I don't want to move, I'm like, I want to look at it. I almost went to
open house last weekend. I was like, I used to go to, like, the model homes as a kid. You ever do that?
Oh, yeah, we used to do that.
That was
all the
so
time.
Fun. They have, like, snacks there.
You're like, the possibilities.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I want this room. Oh, I want to take this.
You know what that was? That was pre-IKEA.
Yeah.
We went in there to look at different layouts and see how other people do. And they always have like the little kid room, which is always the fucking same. It's always like a baseball glove and like a football helmet. Yeah. And it's like the most little kid room ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bunk beds, dinosaurs. And I'm like, dude, that's my room right now.
Yeah, you're like, I want that room.
Yeah.
Actually.
I'm like, that's my room right now, dude. I got all that shit.
Yeah.
Cause I'm an adult and I buy really stupid stuff.
You gotta.
But.
Yeah, so she was like, okay, come over. You guys come over now. What's up? And Brian was like,
oh, I stumbled, okay? So basically what happened was I was like, I did it with confidence, but I didn't know if it was confidence. I was just like, I'm just going to ride this through. And I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a one Betty. And I was like, why did I say that? But it's too late. The moment's already passed.
A one-y.
She started talking. And then I was like, dude, she didn't hear it. And then I thought you were going to bust up laughing. And I was going to laugh in her face. Because I was like nervous. Because I was like, dude, it was like a little kid being in class. And like, you're trying not to laugh. And your friend laughs. That's exactly what was going to happen.
I was internally laughing. But I held it together.
Yeah.
I held it behind the mask.
But then I told her. Or I told Jake. Right afterwards.
I just got some of your Febreze spray in my mouth.
I thought you just tasted your non-alcoholic beer.
Well, that tastes better, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was an interesting situation.
They didn't have
one Betty.
One Betty.
Gonna put it on hold. But Jake wanted to say more of the story because, like, I was like, all right, I told her, like, hey, I'm actually going to be, like, moving out soon. And I feel like Jake wanted to, like, tell her my whole life.
So, yeah. I want to give her, like, a rundown of what, like, when and...
Here's the 411.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was no bedroom, so it doesn't even matter.
I'm on the wait list. She put my name on a post-it, and I'm probably never going to get a call.
So,
but it's okay.
How did you feel? So, you had one that day. Did you have another one later because you were feeling you were still woozy?
So I had one the next day.
Okay.
Because I was going through pains of just like weird. I was like in bed and I was like, I'm achy. I need to get out of bed and into my couch.
Hey, no pain, no gain.
Yeah. I walked 2 feet. I walked to my couch and I'm like, this is better. I'm more alert. And then I took a nap out here and then I went back to bed and then I came out here like the whole day. And so I decided, I was like, hey, I got a few hours of alone time. I'm doing nothing but this puzzle because I'm obsessing over the Star Wars puzzle that I'm doing. Almost done.
Yeah.
Almost done.
We've been puzzling a lot lately, and we've been doing pretty good.
It's puzzle time.
I feel like I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Like, is that a thing? Do you get better at puzzles?
Well, that was the whole thing where
it's different every time.
Aaron showed me this meme, and I don't know if he showed it to you, but it was like a genie, and I'm totally going to butcher it, but it was a genie, and he was
Brian explains the memes.
Yeah. It was a genie, and he's like, you have 3 wishes. And he's like, oh, okay, but you can't wish for, like, money, someone to die, or, like, someone to come back to life.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, can I wish for, and then it says, like, the next slide. And it was like, I want puzzle pieces to moan when you get it incorrectly. And then the next slide was just like, nope, I can't do that either. And I was like, dude, that'd be so dope. Like, that way you know you had it. I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
But that'd be really weird, though. Like, what if you just stop doing puzzles and one day you're like, oh yeah, I forgot they moan now. Like, what?
Doing a puzzle with like your grandma.
Yeah, like, no. You're like, there's certain activities where you're like, no, sorry, Ma. Yeah. We can't do a puzzling anymore. It's like watching like Game of Thrones with like your parents.
Right. You're like, nah.
Like, here comes the naked sex scene.
You can do that separately. Like, Mom and Dad, I'm gonna leave the room.
Yeah, you should leave for me. Because you're making it weird.
Right.
It's just a whole
But other I'll do ballpark. It now.
Yeah. Now you just kind of like, all right, you know what? We're just not going to watch this show.
Yeah, I'll be the adult in the situation, and I'll turn this off.
Yeah, you know what? You don't know how to use the Apple TV. It's fine. I'm going to take this away from you. Yeah. And they're like, what? Got problem solved.
Yeah. So you're doing some puzzles.
Yeah, we straight puzzling.
And so, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story. So then I took the edible, and I went down a wormhole on my phone of just looking at, like, Instagram. And I was, like, stuck because, like, my arm hurt, so I could only lean on one side. And I was just, like, not moving. And I, like, became one with the couch. And it was, like, 2 hours went by.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, dude, I haven't done that in so long. Like, been just super high and done nothing.
Yeah.
Because every time I smoke, I'm like, it's always at a show or it's always about.
Right.
Like, we're about doing to something do active. Something. Yeah, it's never, like,
yeah, just if you're sedentary, there. You're just like, oh, I can just melt.
Yeah, I melted
into the couch. You can mozzarella melt.
And I was just like, oh man, those are like scary. Because I was like, that's barely any.
Yeah.
Like barely right. any weed or anything.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, I'm lightweight. That's a lot.
Yeah. What'll get you?
That was my day. It was great. That's been my year so far. Just sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes, Brian. I wanted to ask you, Brian, do you ever order stuff from like Uber or DoorDash or whatever? Just to make some extra cash. Or
to make it. I've never actually tried doing that. I always, for some weird reason, I always wanted to be a Lyft driver. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's something about being a Lyft, like a Lyft driver. Like, that's some, like I want to say it takes a personality because you've been in so many Lyfts. You've been in so many Ubers. You know what's a cool person.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's a 5-star material, you mm-hmm. know?
Right.
So I feel like it would be like a test, but also you're like, it's a lot of like knowing your audience and like knowing what time you're picking up people.
Yeah.
And that's going to be like the whole ballpark. I always thought about doing it, but I was like, I can't do it because I don't want you in my car.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, I mean, like.
Like, you don't want to get a separate car for it, which yeah, wouldn't like, make any sense.
Like, I don't want to get a Prius and then be like telling people, because that's the whole thing. Is they always tell you, I got this for work.
Right.
And then, like, they just start
it's doing like the excuse of getting something like a nicer car, which I guess is like, you know, make some money to pay it off.
Yeah. But would you do it?
I did it, yeah. So I think it was like 3 years ago, maybe. And I was like,
wait, you did Lyft or Uber?
No, so I did Uber Eats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I did it. I was like, oh, why not make a little bit extra cash and, like, I don't know, buy something nice for myself, you know, like a nice necklace or, you know, something like that.
What do you mean? Diamond necklace? Necklace?
Oh, yeah, puka shell necklace. But
puka
diamonds.
Shell. Puka shell, my bad.
Gotta get a chain, man. A puka shell chain.
Puka shell chain. Jeez, 2022. I'm probably gonna start it.
But yeah, so I did it. And the funny thing is, I did it as my bike because I didn't have a car back then. Mm. And so I was like, oh, I can just, you know, I got a backpack. And I have like a rack on my bike. I can put like a bag of food in there. It should
How far was the radius? Because when I used to work at Postmates, if you were walking, it had to be a mile radius because they have to get to and from like the destination where they're walking.
Right.
So like on a bike, what was like, would it be like 5 miles?
I think I biked like 4 miles.
For what was the order? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. I despise the order. It was like a combo meal at McDonald's.
You despise the order.
Yes.
He just had so much hate in his eyes. Well, if you could see it.
Yeah, no. So this is what happened. So I biked over to this McDonald's, and it wasn't like 80th or something like that. It was a ways away.
Yeah.
And I lived on like 50th, so it was like 30 blocks.
What type of year was this? Like, was this winter?
Oh, yeah. So on the way there, it started snowing. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm biking right now to get this guy McDonald's. And you can't see, like, where it's going to. So, like, you drive there or you bike there and you pick it up. And once you, like, pick it up, it shows you where to go next, right? Mm. It was, like, 4 blocks away. I was like, I biked 3 miles to get you your combo meal. So, to take it, like, 3 blocks away? And there was like a Coke in there too. So like the Coke spilled in my bag, And I think he was using like a little cooler bag, and it smelled like McDonald's for like months after that. It was pretty awful.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like the main thing, would be like having McDonald's fries or McDonald's anything just in your car.
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes.
If it was any other food, I'm like, I'm fine with it. But like McDonald's is just going to smell up your car.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, that's like fast food. I feel like any like type of like burger place.
Mm-hmm.
That's like definitely one of those where you're like, okay, this is going to smell for a few days. I need to air out my car.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually did it. So I only did that one time. And after, because when I got back home, it was like 40 or it was like 30 degrees. I had like snow on me, and I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm done. I did it one time.
How much did you tip you? Do you remember?
Yeah, maybe like $2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was only 4 blocks away. He couldn't just walk.
No, he couldn't just walk. I mean, maybe he had his ability. I don't know. But I was like, ugh. I was cold and snowy. I was like, nah, not doing this
anymore.
Was
that your last straw? Was that like, you're like, I'm not doing this. I'm done.
I threw in the towel on the first order.
Done.
But then I eventually went back to it. I think like 2 years ago. I had a car, and so I was like, oh, cool, I'll just do it in my car. And like Allie would come with me, and we would go and, you know, do it for a few hours in the evening. But they never, I tried to switch it to like the car, like to say I was in a car, and I thought it confirmed it. And people would always comment and be like, you guys are so fast. I was like,
they would complain.
No, they would say it was like, they're like, wow, you guys are so fast.
Like, dude, where's his bike?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's the Honda
and
Element.
Like,
oh,
I thought we were on a bike. And I was like, wait, you think I'm on a bike? So I must have got some good some good tips, like, because I thought I was on a bike, but I wasn't actually on a bike.
So what you should do next time is you should like just dress in bike attire and then be all sweaty, and you're like, yeah, man, I just came here on a bike, and then like see if you get more tips that way.
I'll have my like bike bib and like the girdle.
That one,
and
that little and, like, hat. Yeah, the hat. Hat that's like not even a flipped hat. Up hat. What is that? What is that, by the way?
It's like a visor.
It's just a visor?
I have one, and
it's like
it's
like a skin cap.
Yeah,
or like a little visor. Like
it's a skin flap before it's a hat.
Like, is this like having like an extra hand?
Yeah,
above your forehead?
And you flip it up or down, and it has like a little design on each side. I used to wear it out sometimes, and I thought it was cool.
You were a biker hat.
I did
type
it like three
guy.
Times, and then I was like,
did I know you?
Yeah, you might have not for those three times.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I wasn't gonna know you. Yeah. I was going to know you for that one. I would see you in public.
You're like,
and I'm like,
you know, I think we're done being friends for a little bit. And then once I like stopped wearing it, you were like, okay.
Yeah, he's like,
I can be around you now.
He's got it.
But, so I actually got some good tips. And it was pretty fun doing it in the car, driving around. And like, I got some free food sometimes because people canceled.
That's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're vegan. So, like, obviously, like, depending on the place, you're going to be like, great.
Right now, I guess. Like I'll just like drop it off at some friend's house, like pop back. Hey, I brought some food for you.
Well, it's like that one time when you dropped off like gallons of milk for us, and we're like, great, what are we gonna do with this? You had like 2 extra gallons of milk.
Yeah, I don't drink milk.
You gave it to us, and I was like, I don't want that. And I was like, ask Aaron. And then like you showed
milk.
Up with like 2.
I think
gallons.
I just put it on his porch actually, and it sat out there for like an hour and a half.
It was like in the summertime too. It was like warm out. I remember the sun being out. So like,
I hope he didn't drink it.
I'm pretty sure you threw it away.
Good.
You probably like looked at it and like, this is too much milk.
Yeah. That's wild.
But yes, well, speaking of Lyft and Uber, since we're on the subject.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with one of your most favorable rides?
Oh yeah. Being a passenger in an Uber or Lyft. In San Francisco, there was a lot of Lyft and Ubering because like the pool, you know, the one where you get
carpool.
Random people in it.
Yeah.
That was like really cheap.
Well, that was because you can go with 2 people in.
Right.
So, like, me and you can go.
It was
go,
like $1 extra for another person.
You know what it was? That was, like, on. It was our, like, human roulette.
Yeah.
Of, like, you don't know who is going to be in the car with you.
You might get a character in your
you
car.
You might get a character. You might get someone really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You might get someone, like, really weird. But, like, you're like, hey, they're going out on Friday night, too.
Yeah.
It's like 10 o'clock and we're already like
online. Hopefully you're on the same level.
Yeah, like we could tell. Because as soon as it's like as soon as they walk in, you're just like, I think one of my main things about that situation is I've had when I worked at Starbucks, we opened at like 4 a.m. I had to take a Lyft over there because there's no way I'm walking to work or taking the bus at 4 a.m.
Because the bus was like every 30 minutes. And so if you missed it, you were screwed.
Yeah. Or you can get there 30 minutes early. And I'm like, I'm not going to hang out in front of my store.
It's already 4 a.m. I'm not going to wake up at 3:30.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to be terrified.
Yeah.
So I would always take a Lyft, and I would always start the conversation normal. You know,
hey, how's it going? I'm doing good. How are you? How's your night?
You know, and that's when it starts.
Right, because like, they've usually been driving for a while.
When you say, how's your night, and then the Uber driver wants to tell you about his life, mm-hmm. that's when you're like, oh, he's having a night, dude.
Yeah.
But there's times where some new person on the pool comes into the car, and then the driver, you and the driver's connection goes down the hill. Right. He starts over again.
You're old news at that point.
Yeah, because you can't be in the middle of a story, and then a new person comes in, and they come in the last end of your story. You're going to, whatever you're talking about before, you're going to give up. You're mm-hmm. just going to be like, nope, it's done.
It's either you're going to be all conversation that you all talk about, or you're just quiet in the back seat.
Yeah, I'm going to check my phone. That was my default. If it wasn't a fun ride, I was like, what I'm going to do? Look at my phone and not say a word.
The new rider just kills your vibe.
Yeah. You're just like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's always like we were going somewhere and you're like,
yeah, you had a laugh or two and you're like, okay, we can actually be, can we be friends? Like, are we going to be friends right now?
Yeah. But that's the thing that was crazy about Lyft during that time, like pre-COVID time, was that you could make friends in a Lyft.
Oh yeah, I had made multiple friends.
You can make friends, and you're like, yo, what's up?
You're like,
you
know, we should hang out sometime. Yeah, like swap numbers real quick.
And like, we're going here. Yeah.
It's you go to the same place.
Yeah. You're just like, oh yeah. Shit, oh, we're best friends. Both here? Like, we're going here too.
Yeah. New
you
friends instantly.
Yeah. Ever again.
You're just exactly.
Like, all right. That was fun. Remember that night?
Yeah.
I met this person. We shared a Lyft. We had a moment, and then never saw them again.
Right.
What would be your favorite moment?
My favorite moment is definitely, I can remember it so vividly. It was me and you and Logan, and we were going to go dancing out in the Bro District. Like,
we were going to the marina.
Was it the marina?
I think we were going to the marina.
It was like that, we went to a bar and it was like all red.
It was the marina.
Yeah.
It was like far.
Do you remember what that bar was called?
Far. No.
The Red Room? No, it wasn't the Red Room.
I remember Lyft paid for our ride.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks paid for our ride.
Right.
Because at Starbucks, they had this program where they wanted you to get home safe.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted
you to late nights or the early mornings.
So if you opened or if you closed, you'd like get home safe and like make sure like nobody would like harm you, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So we got $100. So the deal was they didn't know where you were going. So we would always meet at my store and they would pick me up from there. And then I would just go home. Or, like, I would go to a bar.
You go somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, go somewhere else, and they're not going
to
know.
You have to go to the destination
They're not going
to
be like, you don't live over here at this bar. You live somewhere else.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so it was we were going out over there, and we got in the Lyft, and I think it was, like, fine when we got in, and all of a sudden, he, like, turns on the radio, and, like, lights start going, and it's, like, rave music. Like, it's like, it's not like Sandstorm, the Rude, but it's like, it's bopping. And we were all, like me and you and Logan, were all, like all on a level already. We were like, might have been surge level.
I think we were like taking shots before we left.
Yeah.
Like, cause this is like,
it was like boys' night. We're all gonna go out and like dance.
Pre-COVID, like going out at like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now going out at 11 o'clock is I'm going to my bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm already done, dude. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I could stay out till like 9 something and I'm like, whoa, it's late.
Right.
Like,
it's time to go to bed now.
Yeah. It's like, I should get my wind down time soon.
Yeah.
I want to take a nap.
We were winding up.
Yeah. We were winding up. We didn't sleep back then.
No,
but
yeah.
That was a very fun experience because that guy
the entire
matched
ride.
Our energy.
Yeah, he was like, he was singing and we were all dancing in this random guy's car. Lights were going off.
We
should have taken videos.
I think we were just so in the moment of like, this is so dope.
Yeah.
That it was like, it happened so quickly that we're like, dude, did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think that happened.
Like, I feel like when we parked to get out, I was like,
can we stay here?
Do we have to go? I want to stay and like I'll just pay for another few more rides and then
can we circle the block a few more times?
Yeah, we
actually,
can
just take me home.
We can just party here in your car. Sounds great.
Well, that's when they did it right though, because that's when they were like, okay, we're in San Francisco, we're dealing with this crowd at like 11 o'clock.
There were so many different like themed lifts. Like, there was a sweet one. My first lift ever was a cupcake lift, and she had like fresh cupcakes, and I was like, what?
That's
so nice.
Crazy. Now to think about that, like.
Someone offers you cupcakes?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
I'm like, do you have a hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Have you been vaccinated?
Yeah.
Like, what?
What's your favorite Lyft or Uber?
Man, I can't think of one that tops the one that we were talking about.
How about your least favorite?
Oh man, I've had a lot of least favorite ones. Yeah. I think one of my least favorite rides was I was getting picked up at Postmates, so I worked downtown San Francisco, and to get to the other side of San Francisco Sunset, it would take like an hour, and I'm like, I'm tired, I want to go home, like I don't care, I want to go to bed, yeah. like that kind of night. And so I get in this lift, and this guy is like, so the rule was you had three people in there max, and like for one party.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or I'm sorry,
no, you could have four.
You'd have four, but I'm sorry, you'd have two per ride, like two people per phone.
Oh right, if you're doing the the pool,
you do one person or two per
one or two.
So I get
it
in,
it could be potentially three different people.
Yeah, like, but it could be like, so this one I get in, and the funny thing is that this is when Lyft was so common and everyone had like just the same car, and mm-hmm. you just like didn't
all
know.
All Priuses,
and you're like, okay, this has got to be mine. You look at the license plate and you're like, this is close enough. I think
this
is right.
It's a blue Prius? I think so.
I'm going to walk up and be like, for Brian, you know? And so I didn't do it this time. I was just like, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Like, you know, like I need to get home.
Yeah.
Open the door and it's one of my friends. And he's like, dude, shut up. And I was like, wait, are you picking me up? And he's like, he looked at his phone. He's like, no, I don't see your name. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? And then the other Lyft was like right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, can you just
the light
cancel?
Blue Prius.
Yeah, I was like, can I just come in here and you just give me a ride? Like, cause it was like my friend.
Yeah.
And then so he's like, oh dude, I can't do that. And I'm like, all right, dude, I get you, dude. But this is insane. I'll see
that
you
is
later.
Wild.
And it was like one of my old coworkers. Like we went out before and like mm-hmm. I knew him completely. So it wasn't like a stranger. It was like, we like went back like a ways, like a month.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, all right, that's fucking crazy. And so I get in this other lift and it's this guy and he picked up three people in the back. So it's already full. So I have to sit in the front. And he's like, oh dude, sorry, my bad. Like he was like literally like awful Lyft driver.
Yeah.
Like he was super distracted the whole time. He was always checking his phone. He's like, hey, you guys cool back there? And he was just already letting
them. Folks
on
the road, please.
Yeah, he was already letting them like break the rules of having three people.
Right.
And I was just in the front, and I'm like, dude, these people are super wasted. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like,
oh, wow,
gee, like they must have been going somewhere or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. So then we finally go, and we're driving back, and they get dropped off, right? And I'm like, thank God. And it's just me and this guy. And then so he's still on his phone because this is Outside Lands weekend. So no, Outside Lands was...
That's like Lyft, like
Central.
Insanity.
Yeah. So it took me forever to get a Lyft. So I was like, whatever. And then so literally this guy was on his phone the whole time texting.
Mm-hmm.
Texting a bunch of people. He drops off these people. He's not looking. He's still texting. He starts going into the lane and this other car skims him.
Zoom! Oh, shoot.
Skims the side. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, did we just get in an accident right now? Because this guy was texting.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit. So what he does, the first thing he does is he takes his little Lyft mustache, his little, like, Lyft sign, and he throws it in the back. And he's like, oh, shit. Throws it in the back. And I'm like, did this guy just fucking, like, what's going on here? Like, is he a Lyft driver?
Yeah.
And then so he's like, yeah, like, this is crazy. Like, I'm sorry. Hey, I gotta talk to this guy. And then so the guy that skimmed him was another Lyft driver.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my God, is this two terrible Lyft people? Or like, I mean, this guy was clearly in the wrong.
Yeah.
This guy wasn't paying attention. This guy was on his fucking phone the whole time. And then so like they were talking for like 30 minutes. And then he finally comes back. And I'm like, dude, I'm gonna tell the cops everything. You know, like, I'm gonna tell the cops, like, dude, this fucking guy.
You just wanna go home. It's
like
late at night, too.
Like, what the fuck? And the guy was just like, he sorts out the paperwork and he's like, yeah, dude, like, insurance raises if you get in a car accident. That's why I took the Lyft thing down because they're gonna say I was a Lyft driver. And I was like, okay, be more responsible on the road, please.
Please just stop, keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, don't text. And then after that, he's finally driving me home. And he's like, oh, dude, sorry, man. Like, something happened, and since it's your shared ride, I can't cancel it. So you're still going to have to pay for this. And I'm like, dude, fuck no. Like, you should literally give me a free ride. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I've already been here 30 minutes. You got in a car accident. I'm playing it cool by not saying shit, but, like, dude, I kind of want to say some shit.
Take me on, like, a few laps around somewhere.
Yeah, like,
take me to the store.
What the fuck, man? Like, yeah, like, give me Taco Bell or something. Yeah. Like, buy me some food. We'll call it even, dude. Like, kind of ruined my night.
Right.
And then so we're driving, and then after he got in the car accident, text. Oh my he was gosh. Still texting, and I'm like, dude, did you learn nothing? And then he dropped me off, and I was like, dude, I think I wrote a big ass like Yelp review, or Yelp. I think I wrote.
You just
like
yelped him.
Yeah, I yelped him. Like, you're the worst Uber driver.
Danny Stevenson.
I think I like straight up was like, dude, I wrote like a big ass email saying like that was ridiculous. Like, literally, the guy got in an accident.
That's awful.
Yeah. What about what do you think yours was?
I think mine was it was a morning. I was going to work, so it was one of those free ones from Starbucks, and this guy. And it was like, it was not too far away too. You know, it was like 30 or 40 blocks, which is like long in San Francisco, but not that long. It'll take you like 5 minutes to get there if you're in a car. And this guy, it was a pool, and he had someone else to pick up, and he just wasn't going. He was gonna go drop me off, and he wasn't paying attention that there was someone else like that needed it. It was like, turn right. He was like going straight. And it was like, turn right to pick up Sarah. Keep on going straight. I was like, should you be like going right or something? And then he gets a phone call, and he's going farther away from this person, and it's the girl, and she was like, hey, are you going farther away? Because like you're not getting closer. And he was like, oh, I don't have to pick anybody up. And I was like, dude, it says right there. You have to pick up Sarah.
She's calling you.
Yeah. Like, how do you think she got your number? Like, she just picked the random phone number. Was like, oh,
hey, where are you?
You're a Lyft driver?
Lyft? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like, It's just like 4 minutes away, and I was like, you better go now or else like I'm gonna be late to work if you keep driving. I have to go back and go. I don't know. And so he just hangs up on her, and then he tells me, dude, I've been up all night and I was doing some drugs with my friends in like Fairfield, and I was like, what are you talking? First of all, you drove like here from like way out of town,
like 2 hours.
Yeah. And you were doing drugs an hour or two ago? Like,
he's winding down.
What the fuck?
What time was it? Like 4 a.m?
Yeah. I was like, great. I am not safe in this car.
He's winding down.
And so like he got like, you know, I was probably like 10 or 15 blocks away from my destination. And I was like, I can just get out here. I told him, I was like, oh, you can drop me off here.
Because
like,
you were scared for your
safety?
I was
scared. Yeah. I was like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, he can't read his phone because he's not picking up this other girl. And it was like the whole time she didn't cancel, and like until I got there.
Where did you get dropped off at?
Like by Golden Gate Park.
Oh, so you just like walked?
Yeah, I walked like 10 blocks up to Parnassus.
Oh, dude, I would do the same.
Yeah, cause I was like, I'm not risking it to be in this guy who I don't know what drugs he's done and like how tired he is. Like, no way.
Like that guy's gonna crash.
Yeah.
Like
that. And I'm gonna be in the car.
Yeah, like that guy's. It's not gonna be worth it.
At least he wasn't texting, but.
That sounds terrifying, though.
It was really
awful.
At
least mine was like, it was the opposite, because mine was like, I was going, like, to home.
Yeah.
And you were going to work, and you're like, dude, this is how I start my day.
Right, yeah.
Like, how late
were
you for work?
I don't think I was really that late. Maybe, like, 5 minutes.
That's not bad.
But it was definitely scary. Anyways, that was some fun Uber stories. Thanks for listening to this episode. We have a website now, beanieboys.com. BEANIEBOIS.com. Go check it out. We have some little some pictures on there, contact information. You can subscribe. And then there's also a link in the bio to buy us a beer. A non-alcoholic beer, because it's January.
Please don't. If you buy me that, I'll throw up. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. See you guys.